I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. People who live and work along East 2nd Street in downtown Davenport are dealing with high water in their buildings after yesterday's levee breach. And the Mississippi River in the Quad Cities may tie the record crest set in the Great Flood of 1993. Davenport Public Works Director Nicole Gleason says residents and businesses had about 1 hour warning before the temporary levee failed.
We did work with police and fire to make notification to all of those businesses and residents in the area to ensure that they could make advanced measures if they needed to. And we are now assisting any businesses downtown with filled sandbags. We did have crews filling sandbags all night and delivering them as well.
MidAmerican Energy turned off electricity and gas to the homes and businesses affected by the breach. Since 1993, many buildings on and near Davenport's riverfront have been moved or improved to be more resistant to flooding. Dave Donovan, head of the Scott County Emergency Management Agency, says three people stayed overnight at a Red Cross shelter set up at a Davenport school. About 30 people were evacuated from their homes on Tuesday.
It's unprecedented, the duration of this flood. The ground and the soils here, as well as to our north, remain very saturated. Our partners at the National Weather Service, who we've been working very closely with, continue to caution us that additional heavy rain could certainly result in subsequent crests and could be higher crests at this point. It's certainly unknown. It's all dependent on weather patterns over the next 30 days.
Within a week, Donovan and his staff plan to set up a one-stop shop for residents and businesses to apply for flood assistance and get other help. The county and city are working with many nonprofits, companies, and other governments who've offered to help with flood response and recovery. I'm Michelle O'Neill.